This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through. Toss the French press and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts anything and everything from the entire world. Anything the imagination can conjure, from condiments to songs to get a dance floor going at a wedding. On today's episode, we'll be drafting comfort foods with St. Sue Carmel, someone who knows a thing or two about comfort foods. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me, as always, are my friends David Borey and Sean Jordan. Let's get to the podcast, shall we? Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where David talked a little bit while I said welcome, and we're leaving it in because it's that kind of terroir. It's that kind of
keywords.
It's the knots in the wood grain finish that let you know that it's a real tree and not some particle board bullshit. You know,
are we doing T words? Is that what I heard?
T words.
Is that what I heard? No, T words. You want to? You guys want to hear something you probably didn't know?
Do it.
Tsunami starts with a T. So,
All right, Sean.
I just want to let everyone in the room that I'm in.
Wow. Right, can you spell it?
T S U N A M I.
That's the guy right there.
Here you go, David. How do you spell? Betrayal.
You can't even figure the word to tell me to spell.
How do you spell Hanukkah? How do you spell Hanukkah, you jerk?
H A U N-A-K-K-A-H.
Why don't you do me a favor and go outside for a little bit, huh?
Here's the issue with that, Sean. I would love to have your back on this. Mom, you can back me up on this. There are many spellings of Hanukkah.
There are several spellings.
Exactly.
Oh, well, did David get any one of the many?
David. That one wasn't one of them.
You got it wrong like six times.
The H was right.
Let me retry. C-H-A.
Okay.
C-H-A-N. U-K-K-A-H.
Hanukkah. Is there one N or two?
I honestly
think that might be right.
I couldn't tell you off top.
Mm-hmm. Why did I?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tasty. I got another spelling for you. FUCKOFFSEANJORDAN Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Wow. Black guy surfing emoji. How about that?
That was right, David. CHANUKAH was right.
I just watched an hour of Fiddler on the Roof. Don't mean to brag.
That's the best part. The first hour?
First of all, can I say, I've been saving this for the podcast. I was going to text you, but I wanted to say it on the podcast. You fucking nailed that dance. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Because I had never seen it. I was always like, oh, that's an approximation. Like when people do like a dance from a music video they know. No, you did the Tevye dance. Like you did that thing.
I'm telling you.
Good art. I could see it.
First of all, thank you. First of all, thank you. Second of all, man, I'm telling you, and Hollywood better be listening, I'm ready to play Tevye. I'm ready to play
I'll call him.
I'm ready to do the Adventures of Young Tevye. I'm ready to do Tevye in Space. Fiddler.
Ooh, Young Tevye.
Fiddler.
You should just redo. You should redo all the Shaft movies with Tevye. Tevye in Africa.
Juiceploitation movies. Why are we doing juiceploitation?
Juiceploitation.
I don't know. Sweet Tevye's badass song. There's so many options.
Tevye. Oh, would you keep it down? I'm just talking about Tevye. Oh, let's find them.
They say he's a bad dreidel, right? I don't know what you would say for that, but you know,
shut your mouth.
We're pitching. You know what I mean? You'll put it to paper.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whiteboard thing. It's a whiteboard thing. There's no bad ideas right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it goes. I like it.
Just at the top of this, we usually save it for the end, but I want to give a shout out to super producer Marissa Melnick for walking us through just about 6 years worth of technical difficulties.
I have to say, I'm real proud of this one. Real proud that we put this together.
Marissa put this thing together. Like, I mean, this is a full MacGyver job. This is amazing.
Oh, for sure.
You guys are listening to duct tape and glue.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I had the idea to have my mom is visiting me right now. Ma, you can talk more.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. She is confirmed.
I am here.
She's visiting, and I had the idea to have Saints to Carmel on the podcast because of course we were going to. And then that was like last night, and Marissa was like, "All you need is a headphone splitter." And I was like, "Great, we can do that." And then Best Buy has still not, because you can't go into Best Buy yet. So they're just like, I did the curbside pickup and it's still not ready. I ordered it last night. They've been open for 3 hours. What's the deal, Best Buy? This is an anti shout out to them. So my mom and I are basically on soup cans with strings attached to them. Right now. She's running it on that iMac that like Sean had behind her. I'm on a Sega Genesis. Like it's and Marissa made it all work. So always shout out to you, but a special shout out to you on this one. The best producer
you,
in the business.
You.
There's not, yeah. except Indeed. No substitutes. Except no substitutes.
This will be a case study I share with other audio engineers of like, look, I figured this out. This is how I did it.
You know what you do? Before you do that, you name your price. All right?
That's right.
You don't, yes. If you're good at something, never do it for free. The Joker's dad told him that, and I have two Joker posters in here to prove that I have knowledge about the Jokers. That's neither
right.
here nor there.
You don't even have to ask him why he's so serious. That's just known.
Everybody knows. You want to know how I got these scars? Does anybody, would you care to know?
I read the book, man. I already know, but I would love to hear you retell it.
Yeah, I was at the roller skating rink one time, and I ordered the biggest pickle that they had in the jar. I was like, let me get the biggest pickle. Knowing at the time full well that I had a huge canker sore on both sides of my mouth.
Oh, gross.
And I just,
oh my God.
I ate the pickle and it kind of eroded from the inside out. And so I had to cut out,
Sean.
I had to cut out the canker sores out of the size of my cheeks. And so I just have two giant scars on each cheek now. So that's how I got these scars, guys.
I almost don't want to go back to how you said canker sword.
Yeah. I say canker sore like I'm going to go get it printed or something. Kinkers.
No, you said like, sword.
So, oh, did I?
You said canker sword.
You know, last night, this is funny. Last night, we were waiting to get Laura's car jumped because her battery
died.
This
better be funny. You set it up with this is funny. Now the pressure is on. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's not going to be that funny. You see what they do,
if my mom thinks it's funny, we'll see.
Well, we
All right. Otherwise, we're laughing. Cutting that shit out.
You hear that? You hear that? Say it again, Ma.
So far, I'm not laughing.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Get that iPad on you so I can see your face. Mm. I might have to call an audible on what I was going to say to make you laugh.
Yeah, you're going to tell a better story.
There, now you're laughing. This guy pulled up to us on his bicycle, this homeless dude, and he's like, what do you guys need to jump? And I was like, I got a little flustered because he was right by the car and Laura's brother was going to come jump us. But instead of saying her brother is coming, I looked at the guy. I was like, yeah, we got a brother coming. So I said, we have a brother coming to jump the car.
It's Jewish Chef. He's coming.
Yeah, it's Jewish Chef. He returns.
And then after he biked away, I was just like, I just said we have a brother coming to jump the car.
What are you doing up there?
I looked like such an asshole. Yeah, don't worry. We got a brother coming, bro. I'm all right.
Your car battery dies. You start talking like The Rock. It's amazing. We got a brother, hey, brother. Don't worry, brother. We got a brother.
What did he think he was going to do?
That's what, if I were an asshole, I would have said, like, were you going to jump it with your bike, my friend?
Right.
I don't know what's the goal here? Would you like some money? I don't know.
I don't know, man. Like, you know, you set a challenge and see if you can rise to the occasion.
Did he have a saddlebag that looked like it could have one of those independent battery chargers?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Okay, no. That's fair.
He didn't.
That's fair. I just had to check.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
Sue Carmel brought down a huge bag of childhood.
Large suitcase.
A large suitcase full of childhood memorabilia. And in it is a custom Wheaties box of your boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Marissa, can you take a screenshot, please? Yeah. Can you leave it up somewhere to take a shot of that?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
That is my famous animal shirt that I've talked about before.
The world famous animal shirt.
It's the world famous animal shirt.
I think you still have it. Don't we still have it?
It's somewhere. I think it's
in one of the bins.
It could be. It's there at the Oregonian Smithsonian.
Yeah.
God, that's tight.
That's at a turkey bowl playing football. We play every Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, by the way, a wonderful time for comfort food, which is our topic for today.
There he goes. Hit him.
Our
hit him.
Topic for today. Joining us on that ride, as always, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
You know,
I'm seeing a lot of those.
I'm seeing
a lot of those.
Now, I hate, but I am seeing a lot of those out there.
I'm seeing a lot of those.
More and more.
A lot of those out there.
I do have something. I'm doing stand up outside in the parking lot of Helium on Sunday, September 27th at 6 p.m.
Are you really?
So I am. I decided to do it. Is that okay?
I think so, yeah.
I checked. I mean, I checked with you guys already, but I don't want to seem like an asshole. They've done a few. It was going to get done anyways. I asked them about masks and distancing. You bring your own chairs, so everything's disinfected. So I'm okay with it.
I think that's totally okay. Ask Shane about it. He'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mad at me, boy. So
Shane's mad at you?
Well, he told me to fuck off on Twitter. Here's something dank that I'm stoked on. Shane Torres.
Yeah.
I love him to pieces. I always have. I always will. I will not say a bad word about that man. He's been there for me ever since I've met him through thick and thin. He's an amazing person. Buy his album. I love him to pieces. And come see me do stand up on Sunday the 27th if you're in Portland.
I feel like there's another part of this story.
No, he didn't. He just, I made some snarky tweet and I didn't tag him. And Ian's like, I'm tagging him. And then he just put fuck off. Or no, he said, go fuck yourself. It was one of those that's like where you're like, oh, you're serious. I'm sorry. And so, you know. I love him to pieces, so I want the world to know.
Him and his feet that he keeps putting up there.
He does.
Shane is posting a lot of feet pics, Ma. Pictures of his feet on Twitter, on Instagram. It's weird.
Shane
and he's
is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a mystery to all of us.
Not a good look.
Will you text him or DM him or something and be like, Shane, why are you calling everyone toe sluts?
I feel like he's trying to like drum up some kind of demand. I don't know. He makes it sound like people were asking for it. He's like, here you go, you filthy pigs.
Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. His.
There's no good reason. No.
I will say, I don't think he has bad feet. They're nice enough looking feet.
He does have some good tootsies on him. I'll give you
that. It's a man's foot, and a man's foot that has clocked in, put in a day's labor, and clocked out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That foot is pounding the NYC pavement.
These are not the feet of a dilettante. These are not the feet of a debutante. Go see Sean do stand-up comedy. David Bory is here. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. The G is silent on Twitter.
Hey. It's me.
What do you got going on? Anything you want to talk about or promote or direct people towards or warn people against? Shane's feet, anything?
You know, just maybe watch out for a video from a show that you like that I wrote, and maybe that could come around soon. And then also, I am doing stand up at a drive-in theater. So it's like people, you don't even leave your car.
Ooh.
On October 3rd in Irvine.
Thirder.
Fine. What do you mean fine? We're both outdoor comedians now.
All right. I've been an outdoor comedian for a while. You just didn't know it.
I've said that. I've said that to people.
You sound more like Indo.
Yeah, dude. Indoor football, outdoor comedian. That's how I do it.
Oh, that's the worst combo. You mean your double B team?
Yeah, we have to play in the upper gym.
Yeah. God, that gym. Yeah, the whole floor is weird rubber. So yeah, we got to go up there and shoot bow and arrows.
Ask me where I play, dude. That's an outdoor football player right there.
Oh, that's for sure.
Playing in the Orange Bowl. That's where that cereal goes.
Weed
that's got
box.
That special artificial grass with the rubber on it. You guys ever play football?
I thought that was
on
a
that?
Pretty good present.
Talk right into the microphone, Mom. Make sure they can hear
you. I thought
you.
That was a pretty good present to be able to get you a customized Wheaties box.
How old was he in that?
I believe David is on a delay.
David is on a slight delay. That was a great present, the Wheaties box, Mom. What were you saying about playing football on?
I wanted to know how old you were on the Wheaties box.
15, maybe?
Might be 15.
15 or 16.
What? Let me see this. Man, it's like you're outside of time.
Yeah. What would you have guessed?
At first, I was like, whoa, that's a manly 9-year-old. But now I see 15. That makes more sense.
Do you have sideburns?
Although your hair, you shaved your head.
I do have sideburns.
I could hear the jealousy through the fucking Zoom call, Sean.
Oh, man.
I had pretty thick sideburns. That was back when you're like, you don't know. I don't know. I had a cabbie hat, so I had sideburns, you know?
I pushed the sideburns hard until the beard came in.
That might have been 13 or 14.
I had high school football shorts. Oh. So I think that might have been freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
I think 14, 15.
14, 15. Yeah.
Are there Wheaties in that box? Is that a weird question?
No,
there's no Wheaties in that box.
No.
Okay, that's that
there
makes
should
sense.
Be
that makes
because
sense.
They
it's full of grape nuts, David. Come on, come on.
Saint
Sue Carmel is here. RN Skook on Twitter. RN Skook on Twitter. Sue Carmel, what is it on Instagram?
I don't know.
It's also she's on Instagram though too. You can bet your ass.
I don't know what I'm on.
You can bet your
probably
ass.
Probably just
hold
my
on.
Name, right?
Sue Carmel, just straight up, Sue
just
Carmel on Instagram, showing off her Audi.
My what?
Okay.
Your Audi.
Okay.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
Your Audi. What do you call it? You have a nickname for it.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Can we nickname it today? Can we all pitch nicknames?
Yeah.
I think we should pitch nicknames. That would have been a great draft topic.
My last car was the Hoopty.
And it was.
And I couldn't get rid of it because I drove John Oliver home from the airport in it.
That's right. When we
did
stand up in Portland.
Yeah, I had John Oliver in my car.
Nice. In the Hoopty.
Was he nice?
In the Hoopty.
He's a real down to earth dude. I was opening for him because I opened for him on the West Coast for a while. And we were flying into Portland from either Seattle or San Francisco. And my mom was going to come pick me up anyway. Because obviously, you know, I'm not going to fly into Portland. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I picked her up at LAX yesterday. I wouldn't pick any of the three of the rest of you up at LAX.
You picked me up once.
Yes, I did.
I would never
until the day I die.
He'd pick you all up.
Yeah. You picked me up from the airport. I've been in the hoopties picked me up from the airport with two different drivers, so yeah.
Yeah, the hoopty.
What's
yeah,
up,
the
though?
Shimmies.
Nah, I mean.
John Oliver was just like, hey, will you drop us off at the hotel? And we were like, yeah, hop in.
Yeah, I had use tape and get all the dog fur off the seat. And then it shimmied when you got to 50 on the freeway. So here we were driving down the have a little shimmy.
It was shaking like me at the Emmys when John Oliver beats us every year.
It was embarrassing. But I kept that car because of John Oliver.
Did it help the trade-in value?
The trade-in value is sitting in my yard.
We're holding that. It's going to become a collector's piece.
Yeah.
It's going to become a collector's piece. We're going to go in there and we'll be like, no, thank you, car dealership. No, thank you, car dealership. You're going to pay full price for this Honda CRV. That's what you're going to do. Drump. And then they're going to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I like that show. I mean, I'm just.
He's great, very, man. I do, too. Yeah. It's a hell of a program. It's so well written, so well presented. Yeah, do you have anything to promote, Ma?
No.
Nothing coming up? She's got some shifts at the hospital coming up?
Oh, I want to promote my son is selling his first retail lumber today.
Yeah.
At his lumber yard in...
The other son. Robert Bear Blaylock.
Robert Bear Blaylock has opened his retail lumber yard. So that's big news. I'll promote him.
Uh-oh. I'm going to buy some lumber from him. I just got my friend Andy sent me some instructions on how to build a grind box for the winter. I'm buying it from Bear. Oh, shit. Me and Bear are going to do a business transaction. There you go.
Rob.Blaylock on Twitter or on Instagram, I'm in. Rob.Blaylock.
Grind box for the winter. That's your wife, Sean. Thank you. I'll be here.
David, I will have... That is the last get out of jail free card, my friend. I hope you had fun with it.
I did. I
hope you enjoyed setting it on the table and sliding it over. Because
I had a weekend. I went to a concert. I had sex. Lock me back up.
I don't
give a shit. Lock me back up.
How did you do either of those things?
Did you go see The Weeknd? Who'd you see in concert?
I saw The Weeknd on a weekday. I'm crazy like that.
Also use Fusion Body Works if you need any massage work done in Portland.
Oh, in Portland, Fusion Body Works,
which is Jessica Blaylock, my older sister. And then we have to give Aliza something or she'll get jealous.
Well,
everybody come to Aliza's wedding. Now give us the date and time.
Right. The new date and time, the third date and time is July 31st now, 2021.
All right. Look I'm out there. For details. Already written.
Yeah. But back to Fusion. It's fusionpdx.com.
That's right.
Jessica Blaylock, best massage in Portland.
Truly.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Know about it, Pac NW. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on jewishfusionpdxbodyworks.com.
whole different scenario, though.
It's not as good of a massage as my older sister. Yeah.
That's a Z.
it's way Body Works. Watch the Late Late Show. I'm still on there, still doing my Andy Richter thing. I had a few days off this week for undisclosed reasons, but you know, well, it's because we had a COVID scare at work. I guess it was actually.
Can you say it
was in the news, so we can talk about it? It was Corden had come into contact with someone who thought they had it, and then. That turned out to be a false positive.
Now everybody knows Corden's in a fight club, though, so that's the one downfall.
He is.
But they test. They do contact tracing at the fight club. They take your temperature before you go.
It's the only time you can talk about fight club is contact tracing.
It was scary for one day. Oh, I forgot to tell you this yesterday. I'll tell you now on the podcast. That's what we got sidetracked. I had a gout outbreak as well. And I take this medication for it called colchicine, which like wipes the gout out of your body. It's amazing. But it also gives you a fever. You can register a fever while you're on it. And gout can give you a fever as well. So I had come in contact with Corden. We were both masked up. We were doing everything right. But like he had come into contact with someone who thought they had it, false positive. He had never tested positive, but I had come into contact with him. And then, like, I'm hearing this news while I'm on the couch, and I'm like, my forehead feels a little hot. And I went and got my thermometer, and I had a 100-degree fever.
Oh.
Like 100.5, and I was like, what are you talking about? No. There's no way. And I tested, like, for like an hour and a half, I had that high of a fever. I took an Advil, and I went and, like, laid in bed, and then it went down to, like, 97, whatever. It was, like, mm-hmm. It immediately fell back down. I didn't have any other symptoms, but I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. I got COVID from a sketch about Dua Lipa. This is great.
But you wouldn't. But with both of you wearing masks,
astronomical odds. So slight. Yeah. We were both wearing masks, and he never tested positive. And then I took a grip of tests. I've never tested positive. I think they must have tested Corden 150,000 times and negative every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But but it was like a dicey 20. Well, not even 24 hours. It was a dicey hour.
Yeah, but you're used to dicey 24 hour periods. I mean, I know that.
They call me Andrew Dicey Clay, man. I just like to get mixed up in it.
Andrew Dice Day, dude.
Andrew Dice Day. But watch the Late Late Show. We're both back. I'm back in the studio now. Corden soon. And just watch that. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. And celebrate Aliza Carmel every day. Just keep her in your heart.
Every day.
She's great. What does she take clients for?
Oh, she just started her practicum for her
doctorate.
Doctorate, yeah. So she's working with clients now 2 days a week at a hospital, and then she's also working with other clients independently in Portland.
Whole fam snapping. It's amazing.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
She's awesome.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Now we are gathered here today not to sing the praises of Aliza Carmel, although it's a worthy endeavor if there ever was one. We are gathered here to fantasy draft comfort foods.
Yep.
Now the way we determine the order of that draft is through a rollicking game of rock paper scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot.
I don't know how to play.
You know how to play rock paper scissors?
I don't think I do.
Nobody's listened to more of this podcast than you.
Well, I know, but I don't do the actual thing.
Rock paper scissors shoot. You know,
we throw. Okay.
Rock. Okay, so I'm going to call it. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
David's on a delay. It's hilarious.
He's on a delay.
Oh, Sean wins. Sean threw paper.
Wait, I'm on a delay.
No, but we were being honest. This is fugazi.
I call shenanigans.
I was being honest.
All right. No. If David's calling shenanigans, if this is a delay
based. I'm calling shenanigans.
For one time and one time only. One time only. I'm going to guess a number.
Okay.
And then it's between 1 and 10. And then if somebody gets it or whoever comes closest, sorry, it's going to be between 1 and 20. And whoever gets it or comes closest gets to pick. Okay. All right.
16.
We're going to call it guess the number. All right. Here we go.
16.
4.
Now, I think, David, you can't, I don't know if you're looking, but I think Ian's holding his hand down. I'm going to say a double-digit number so as to play. I'm going to say 13.
Are you saying the fix is in? What are you saying?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
What are you saying?
Is that what you heard?
I'll hold up both my hands. I heard Sean call the whole thing into question, the entire process.
Is that what you heard?
I think that Sean was calling us cheaters.
I think he was calling us cheaters.
Guilty cheater's heart for the rock, paper, scissors scenario.
Now, I don't take kindly to being accused.
Projecting.
I don't want you to take kindly. I want you to take sadly.
So is 13 the number?
No,
you guessed 13.
I did guess 13.
David, what did you guess?
16 from the mountaintops.
Sue Carmel?
4.
And it was 4. All right. Here we go.
All right. And it was 4. All right.
And it was 4. The number was 4.
And to 4 go the spoils. It was 4.
The number was 4. So.
Although I was going to pick 13.
You were going to pick 13?
Yeah, I was going to pick 13.
That was going to be the number, oddly enough.
Yeah, but then I changed my mind.
It's hard for me to hold 13 up on my hands, so yeah. I'm glad you didn't. All right, here we go, which means, Ma, you get to pick the order of the draft. What will it be?
Okay, I want to go first.
Sue Carmel is going first.
Sean Jordan.
And then a Sean Jordan.
David Borey.
David.
And you, my sweet son.
Hot corner for the sweet son.
Sweet son hot corner.
Sweet son hot corner.
Which is maybe not where I hang out all the time.
The sweet sun. I'm always on the hot corner in the sweet sun, but it's not always the sweet sun hot corner.
Hype Williams presents Hot Corner Sweet Sun Jordan.
Hell yeah.
I like
it. I like that. I like
that.
That's your, that's your Nike collab. That's your Nike collab right there.
The hot corner sweet sun, dude.
Yeah.
Cargo pants.
Gum sole.
Gum soles. Cargo pants.
These cargo pants are made out of recycled cargo pants and garden hoses, bro. So they're like very... They're viable?
Yeah, it's 100% cargo pant material.
I've heard that the tribes of South Dakota use 100% of the cargo pant, right? That's true.
You do. Yeah. They love it when we talk about it, too.
It's a big thing when they kill a cargo pant. They love it. And they do it by having their attorney general run someone down on the road, right? They do it by... Dude,
you know, Bill Janklow back in the day blew a stop
That's
sign.
That's not a real name. That's
I didn't even know stop signs
had
dicks. No, he ran a stop sign and killed a guy on a motorcycle and only had to be in jail for like 60 days or some shit.
Not even the first time this want to really say shenanigans, has happened in South Dakota. Now,
little boy said, "Oh, I thought I hit a deer." What, bro? I done hit a deer. You know what you hit? It's astonishing.
Well, he was blackout drunk is the thing.
I know. I guess if you're in a if you're that deep in a K-hole, it doesn't really matter what you hit. You hit a good time.
Is this the one that just happened?
This is the one in South Dakota, yeah.
That just happened, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot of good press for my home state these days, St. Sue.
No.
What with the biker rallies and our governor being in bed with the devil, it's just it's a tough time for South Dakota. I'm having trouble finding shirts to wear because they all say South Dakota on them, and I can't be presenting that to the world.
You need to present the softer side of South Dakota.
Okay. I mean, doing it with my long hair.
I think you do. I mean, you look like Eddie Vedder. You're wearing an Eddie Vedder sweater. You should be
Eddie sweater, dude.
You're wearing an Eddie sweater. You're starting to look a little bit like Eddie Vedder. I like this direction for you.
I'm never going to get sick of hearing that. Holy shit, that's fun. Yeah.
Say Jeremy's broken, but like, you know, put some Vedder on it.
Well, it's Jeremy spoke in class today, so I'll sing the right lyrics if that's cool.
Whatever,
with you.
Man.
Jeremy spoke in class today.
I like the beer.
I loved it.
I like
put it on a
dude.
Put it
they're
on a
playing
ringtone.
These Sam Elliott Oregon commercials right now, Ian. I wish you were here so you could hear them, but it's tight.
Oregon, it's where to visit. Is that what Sue Carmel went to the same high school as old Sammy Elliott?
Yep. 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 David Douglas High School.
Whoop whoop.
He was older.
Family.
Shout out to the fighting David Douglas, fighting pregnant teens. Scotsman makes sense.
Scotsman.
Just say fried like you were gonna say in whatever. Shout out to the fried.
I was gonna say the fighting pregnant teens, but Scotsman makes way more sense.
Every high school's got their share of pregnant teens, you know.
Yeah,
a couple in middle school. Now, do you guys tell me what kind of environment this sounds like if we had pregnant teens in middle school? What does that sound like to you, David?
Listen, man, you're gonna force me into this corner, right? Where I have to say some shit. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it was mostly white, right?
Yep.
A lot of white kids. One of the white kids had a mustache and a car in middle school. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah. Wait, what?
He had a mustache and a car in middle school.
What the fuck is going on out there?
I went to high school with a professional gambler.
Was out of middle school. That guy was not in middle school. For the listeners, I'm holding up the Wheaties box. You'll have a reference image by this point. Not yet in middle school. Not a girl, not yet a woman.
Sometimes
I run. Who was this guy? There was a man who drove to middle school. They allowed that?
White ghetto, by the way.
Thanks for nothing, David.
That's for sure illegal.
Now, we have the order of the draft, which means, Sue Carmel, you're on the clock, and we will get to your pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mac Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mac Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mac Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice, like, stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techy. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MackWeldon.com, promo code ALLFANTASY. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, it is easy to ignore your social meter as far as like going out. You know, you see people, you get all cashed out, you get exhausted. It happens all the time. Being a comedian, hanging out after the shows, you just spread yourself too thin and you don't think about what's important for you, what you need to do. And that's what you got to focus on first. Obviously, you got to do you before anybody else can enjoy being around you. You got to take care of yourself, especially like winter being done, all the social gatherings are starting to pick back up. And you got to realize like what's the right amount of socializing and just in general, like what do you want to do? How do you want to recharge your battery? You know what I mean? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Talk to somebody, see if they can give you the tools to help you work on yourself, give you the tools to help you set boundaries, give you the tools to just dip, you know? That's one thing. Nobody cares. If you're cashed out and you don't want to be there, dip. No one's going to talk about it the second you leave. We all think everybody cares. Nobody does. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They can help you out with all that, like I was saying, teach you how to set boundaries, all those good things you need to just put in your utility belt. You know what I mean? You'd be like Batman out there. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible. They suit to your schedule. They want to work with you. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch at any time. You don't need a reason, nothing. You can just switch because you're not feeling it or it's cloudy outside, whatever. They want it to work for you just as bad as you want it to work for you. There's no additional charge for any of that. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy
Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. That's right. It's that short of a break, Mob. It's a real break, but it's that short of a break. It's the first time seeing it in person. It's a shock to anyone.
Now, there's going to be a way the draft works, I think.
What?
The kind of draft we're doing.
Ah, snap. We glossed right over the Serpentine draft before she picked the order, didn't we?
If David ever understood it, we wouldn't even have to explain it every time. So I'm fine to just gloss over it if you want.
Yeah,
if we think David actually...
I'm the fucking idiot.
If we think David finally gets it, then I'm fine to skip the explanation.
No, let's do it. Like, no, Sean. Let's do it. Why don't you fucking tell me what a serpentine is? Why don't you tell me right now?
Yeah, and what is that? That's a great question.
It's kind of like the word race car. So if you spell race car, R-A-S-E-C-A-R, and then you spell it backwards.
Are you serious?
Wait a minute.
A-C-E-C-A-R.
Are you fucking kidding me?
If you spell the word race car, you get to the
no,
R at
Sean.
The end,
fuck
and then you spell
Sean.
It backwards.
Fuck you! Don't do
it
this.
Still spells
no.
race car.
I'm not gonna let you run over this. Yo, my man spelled race car with the S. You heard it.
Did I say S?
You heard it. You said S. You said R A S.
I did not.
Yes, you
did. I really?
Sean, I swear on everything I love, you spelled race car with the
well,
S.
Just so we're clear.
And that's
clear,
coming from
I
me. I love you.
Car.
I don't think you do.
R-A-S-Q-S-A-R.
No,
R-A-S-Q-S-A-R.
No.
And then if you spell it backwards, it's R-A-S-Q-S-A-R.
No.
It could have been a proper noun. It could have been someone's name.
It was that guy with the mustache. His name was race car with an S and a Q. R-A-S-Q-S-A-R. R-A-S-Q-S-A-R. Raskuskar.
Oh my god.
R A S Q S A R.
Oh no.
Just trying to kick push your way through that one.
Oh my god. Man.
You get it, David?
I don't think I'm the one who needs to worry about getting it.
Basically, Ma, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round. Now, with that in mind, you've already determined the draft. I think we'll maintain the same order.
Yeah, let's maintain order, David, while we're at it. Let's try to maintain some order.
Let's maintain order. O-C-D-E-R-S-B. Order.
I have sweatpants on.
Yeah, it's because you're sweating. Oh, man.
All right, Mom, there are so many comfort foods on the board. What will be the first comfort food that you choose?
The first comfort food that I'm going to choose was one that Jessica Blaylock, Fusion PDX.
Older sister
and
of mine.
Rob Bear Blaylock.
Chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board. And I agree on, which is spaghetti with meat sauce.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's fitting
heavy
that it should come
sauce,
from you. You have the best
Parmesan
meat sauce
cheese.
Recipe in the game.
Yeah, thank
Stop
you.
Stop talking over my mother.
I didn't mean to. It was a compliment. So is it talking over with a compliment?
That's fine.
Keep going, Ma. Keep talking about the meat sauce.
Anyway, the meat sauce that you simmer on your stove all day, and then pour it on the spaghetti.
Ooh.
Pour lots of Parmesan cheese.
Lots of Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are we talking the canned Parmesan or are we shaving Parmesan on that?
No can. That's cardboard.
That's right.
No, real Parmesan. And then you pour a great big glass of red wine and have crusty hot bread. Yeah. That's comfort food.
Garlic, a little garlic soul child bread.
Oh, lots of garlic.
Delicious.
Lots and lots.
Crispy hot bread and crunchy hot bread are those twins that Sean went to middle school with.
Those are those twins in G.I. Joe. One of them has a scar on their face.
Sean, now compliment my mother.
Best meat sauce recipe in the game, by the way. I've had it secondhand. I don't know if I've had yours. I've had Ian's version of it.
I made it. She wrote the ingredients down in Portland Palette, a great cookbook, by the way, and a seminal cookbook in our home. And I did the best I could.
No, it's exactly that. Although... it's been said by some daughter-in-law of mine when she made my sauce
that I left something out of the recipe.
Oh, shade.
Classic trick.
Was it a knuckle sandwich? Did you pour it all over her, a knuckle sandwich?
I told her that she left out a mama's love.
There it is.
When she
there,
made it.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. Got her. That's it.
A lot of people are like, what happened to rap beef? And it's alive and well in the spaghetti sauce community.
When Ian made it, I think he put in too much mama's love. I was going to say it was a little heavy on the mama's love when Ian made
it. Yeah.
Never too much
of that.
Is
there such thing? Yeah, it's like extra bacon. Just eat it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. What's the secret in there? There's two different kinds of meat, by the way. That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Ground pork.
Let me
and
guess.
Ground
let me get
beef.
Okay, that's what I was gonna guess.
Well, I sometimes use Italian sausage in it.
I think I did that. I think you do a loose Italian sausage and you cook it for hours and hours.
Yeah, you have to cook it down for hours so it gets thick and rich.
It is so good. There were times like we'd have big pots of it in the fridge, and I would just go yuck like on nothing under it. I just eat it like it's soup.
Oh man. Yeah. Just cold sauce.
Cold sauce.
I love it.
Maybe a couple times after we left the roost, not as full as we wanted to be from the chicken wings. Maybe we got back and ate that like a community soup. Yeah.
I love community soup.
I mean, too.
I'll save it for the podcast or for the draft.
We were gathered over like a bunch of hobos in the 1930s.
That's how I want to eat with my friends. Just give me some bread for dipping and a whole pot of soup. I like it. I like community eating.
It's so good with bread for dipping. We had a couple meatballs. Oh, wait, that's different. But we had a couple meatballs last night.
Oh, yeah.
Not as good, but decent. Shout out to Al Aqua in Atwater Village, my home neighborhood.
They were great.
Yeah. I'm going to call it, is it the Benner recipe? Is that what we're going to call it?
It was my mother's recipe.
It was
Grandma Barb's recipe.
The Grandma Barb, may she rest in power, spaghetti sauce recipe. Delicious. Sean Jordan, time for your first pick on the comfort food draft.
It was going to get taken and tell me if this is too wide a net, but chicken wings.
I don't think that's too wide a net at all.
I think that's pretty specific.
It's pretty. All right. I just didn't. Wings, obviously. That's my go-to. I don't know, probably in the last 10 years, that's been the go-to comfort food, whether it be from a hangover or from a celebration or, you know, just for chilling, watching a basketball game. They fit every occasion I want to be comfortable in. A wedding, funeral.
For those of you, I guess we should define the terms right now, although I think it's pretty evident. Comfort food, in case anyone doesn't know, is like maybe, you know, it's rainy out, you know, or
what
like...
What are you doing? You're a little hungover, you're celebrating, do you just want a straight chill? You know,
I think it's less celebrating, and I think more like, although maybe that counts. Maybe you've been like hit with some bummers. Although it's you know, if that's your definition of comfort food, then it totally counts.
Yeah,
it's so you've had a bad day, like you know, it's that kind of. And you want some chicken wings, some spaghetti sauce.
Those guys want to fight, but you try to say goodnight.
Well. I'd see you open that tackle box. Well,
listen,
that's a fun one. I said goodnight for us if we're being honest.
I mean, if we're being, it's also I wanted to fight. I'm those
gentlemen,
guys.
My friend wants to fight. I'll be saying goodnight for the both of us, and then we'll go to our porch and talk about it.
I said goodnight several times to them. Several times.
Yeah.
And you sent them some goodnight drinks.
It took forever. You know about this story, right? We've told on the podcast when David stole the chicken wing and then we almost got in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
And then when we got back home, David was so, you were like, I had him, right? You were like, I could have taken him. And I was like, yeah, man, you could have taken him.
It would have been a bar fight.
But it wouldn't be nearly as great of a story if it was just a fight. Then it would have just been like, oh, last night was kind of a bummer.
It would have been unfortunate.
Yeah, like these pricks. Yeah.
We would have, because we had a few more folks there, but I think they had a little more experience under their belt from the vibe.
We had us, Malloy.
Harper was there.
Harper. But they were five. They were burly dudes.
Five of them? I thought there were three of them.
No, there were like four or five of them. They were Burlington Coat Factory, too.
I must have looked so weak to where they were like, all right, it's not an even five, so we'll let them go.
I don't know. I think that I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I have a clean assessment of the situation.
I don't know why all of a sudden I was drinking holy water all night, so I'm just remembering crystal clear.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not gonna pretend like I weighed it out well.
You know what I mean? I remember it fairly clearly. I was not that. I was not. I was for some reason.
I don't.
Not taking my alcohol that night. Phoebe was there. She could have thrown down with us. I feel like Phoebe would fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got that dog, too.
Yeah.
You got a dog. Got you automatically win.
Chicken wings are great, man. Now, you're a boneless man.
In this situation, please tell
the orange chicken story, Sean.
Yeah, dude. In this situation, as a comfort food, I'm going to draft bone-in chicken wings, but I am a boneless man. So Buffalo Wild Wings has three new flavors, and I was texting Ian and David. I was like, they got orange chicken buffalo wings, and David hits me with, like, maybe the truest knowledge I've ever got. He goes, if it doesn't have bone in it, that's just orange chicken. I was like, dude. Didn't even think about it like that. So essentially,
I just didn't want you to get shook down. You paid B-dub prices for Panda Express chicken.
I did. That's exactly what I did.
Does it taste like Panda Express orange chicken?
Panda Express is much better. But I'll tell you this. You want to hear what I found out about the queen? And I almost walked home. She's not a fan of Panda Express. She's not a fan of the panda. And I...
Wait, like on the whole? I don't understand what you're saying.
As a whole.
I guess I hear you talking, but it's not.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. Yeah, I never.
I'm sorry. Say what you said again to me.
I had to pull over and put more minutes on my jitterbug because I didn't quite understand what she said either. I was like, text it to me so I can read it. And
Express is delicious. It's
she's not
good
a fan
for
of
you.
The panda,
it's not,
man.
It's not good food, but it's good. It's good.
None of this is going to be well, except for everything Sue picks. But none of our picks are going to be good.
Has
food,
she gone? Has she gone through the menu though? Has she given it like a real? Did she give it the old college?
I mean, we walk through the drive-thru all the time, so I don't see what's not to like. We, you know, like once a week.
Wait, she gets it once a week just because she loves you? She doesn't like the food at all?
No, that was a bit. I said we walk through the drive-thru trying to make myself sound trashy and thought maybe somebody would laugh at it, but nobody did, so
no,
maybe
sorry,
I won't do stand-up next week.
Maybe spell it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chicken wings.
David Borey, time for your first pick.
Okay, tell me if this is too broad.
You can't pick a ball pit.
I just think it's not ball pit. It's don't listen, race car. You got your own issues. All right.
I guess you can draft someone else's chicken wings for your comfort food.
Don't worry about. I didn't eat those.
Mine were ones guy. That I bought myself.
Yeah, I didn't. That was the whole fight. I didn't eat them.
The whole fight. I didn't eat them.
I'm taking. This is a very specific memory up for me. So many times. It's like. Let's say it's like. January 2nd, I'm in my socks.
January 2nd.
I got a full day of bowl games ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I pop upstairs into the fridge. Bam, Christmas leftovers. And I just go hammer.
Sure.
Christmas leftovers is my, like, because it's like there's so many moves. You can make a sandwich. You make a plate. I'm out here. Sometimes I'm just going in. I dip in. My mom used to make this, like, mashed sweet potatoes with cinnamon and brown sugar on top. Sometimes I just do that and the cranberry sauce. I just do a bowl of that sometimes. All kinds of shit.
I'm scarcely a day of cranberry sauce person, and I have never been a getting down on cranberry sauce mixed with savory stuff later person.
Never.
Sue Carmel?
The mashed sweet potatoes?
It's mashed sweet potatoes, so it's not
like
savory.
You got in trouble.
It's like, it tastes like dessert. It's like, it's not savory.
Oh. It's sweet. Yeah. I mean, I'm just not a cranberry person. Me either.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. You hate Shane. I get it.
I hate Shane Torres. I hate Shane Torres. I love Shane. I'm not like Sean, dragging him through the mud on Twitter.
No, Shane's dank and I'm stoked on him all day.
That's true. It's the official. He's the dank and I'm stoked on it of the week.
I'm going to start doing it every week. I'm going to do one every week.
Thank God. I love that.
Yeah. Let's do
it. Do you think Christmas leftovers is okay, or do you think that's too broad?
It's pretty broad, but I think whatever David says is okay.
Oh, what?
I love it. Yeah. I love you. Thank you so much.
Well, for just letting... I love you too. And it's a good vibe. Christmas leftovers are truly a comfort food.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for letting me be me.
It is a good vibe.
Guilty we would never want you to be anything else.
That's right.
Oh, that's why you're the saint.
I would want you to be the Pope, but that's just a personal thing that I don't have the time to get into right now.
Yeah, listen, you guys thought young Pope was hot. Wait till you get a load of thick rich Pope.
I'd like you to be a little higher up in the decision making chain at Fila, but that's neither here nor there. I guess that's true.
That's 100%.
I like a clear colored shoe.
Brother, you, me, and 100 emails feels the same exact way. I'll tell you that. been beaten down that door. If anybody here is at Fila, you know, Kenny DeForest, Rob Hayes, I know you guys did that commercial. Let me in. I got some ideas.
You hear him knocking?
Dude, I just want to head up the Bucket Hat Development Division. That's all.
I just want to be on the Zoom. I just want to be on the Zoom when you're talking about the Bucket Hats.
Mm-hmm. Right. I got some ideas.
I get these ideas, man.
It's like I see this bucket hat and it's in the lights.
It's just like.
It's like me on the court with a bucket hat playing in a league game, wearing the bucket hat during league play.
I'm wearing a NBA. Bucket hat and I'm eating fried shrimp out of the same bucket hat. You know, I can't. Yeah. I can't just talk it out. I have to show you.
Yeah, that's the dual purpose. That's from our summer line.
I need a budget for that, though. I need a budget for that, all right? It's a bucket hat with a grease trap. Like,
you let Kanye do whatever he wanted with the Yeezys. Give me my bucket hat. Give me my edible bucket hat.
Yeah. I found a wave cap of yours in some of my stuff the other day, by the way.
It's a fun sentence.
I was unpacking and I was like, what is this? Oh, wavy for the summer. I remember this. Or wavy for the winter.
Wavy by winter. Oh, did you try it on?
I did.
You can try it on. Yeah,
of course I tried it on.
To.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I look like a Bedouin when I put it on. One of the clutchest things about Christmas morning leftovers for me is like you'll go to the fridge and there'll be like ham or some kind of meat, but a lot oftentimes ham. You'll have a roll. Now that's that's enough on its own, but then there's mayonnaise, but in the squirt bottle.
Oh my God, I love making the sandwich like sandwich toppings, but then holiday leftover middles. Oh, so good.
And the mayonnaise in the squirt bottle is so pivotal to me because I don't want to take the mayonnaise out of the fridge. I don't want to get a knife. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't want to get that into it.
I just want to do it like I'm putting on perfume. Just a dab. Whoop.
I don't want to have to close the fridge. Just that much.
Yep. Whoop. Whoop. Now I'm downstairs watching Texas A&M. Yeah. Holiday leftovers. That's my pick. I feel good about it.
Excellent. And your next pick. Oh, wait, no, my pick. What? I'm the hot corner.
I'm the hot corner.
I'm opting out of this one.
I don't like food. I don't like it.
I'm off food now.
I'm on a no food diet.
I'm going to go back to the continent. I'm going back to Europe. I'm going back to Italy.
Okay.
I have to take... It's honestly integrating one of the same ingredients as my mother's. Now, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and the lasagna doesn't make it that far out of the oven before I'm hovering over it. I'm taking lasagna.
Yeah.
The 25-pound lasagna.
Yeah.
What?
It is. It's hefty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
No, I actually made one for my older son's birthday, and it weighed about 25 pounds. Because it was for like 18 people.
What kind of dish do you make that in? I'm just, logistics is what I'm worried about here.
If it was a dog, like there's a lot of hotels that wouldn't let you bring it. It's that big of a lasagna. Oh,
you couldn't rent in Valley Village with that lasagna.
No way.
Not without a special deposit. No. That's a special deposit lasagna.
Now the architect is right here. Do you want to talk us through the lasagna?
Oh, the lasagna. Well, you make the meat sauce all day first, so that right. that's heavy. And then you pour that in the bottom of a pan. You layer a layer of crunchy lasagna noodles. You don't have to cook them first. And then you smear that with ricotta cheese that's mixed with eggs and Parmesan, fresh Parmesan. Yeah. And then you sprinkle fresh mozzarella over the top of that.
Mozzarella.
And then you start over.
You do it again.
And then you do that about three times. And then cover it with mozzarella. And then you bake it.
It's like making a samurai sword. You just keep folding it, hammering.
Yeah,
folding,
the folded steel. Hammering, folding,
I would say you forge that lasagna. You don't make it. You forge it.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I don't think I've ever been like mad about having lasagna.
No.
Even bad lasagna is good lasagna.
And this is not bad lasagna, my friend. I'll tell you that. It's like
No, I didn't think so. I think
I can't get it at restaurants now. I will, but like when I do, I'm just like, who the hell do you think you are? I get mad.
Hey, hey, let me get back. Let me go back. Let me talk to somebody.
I'm like, you're not my mom. I get like a.
Yeah, you got to put some work into your lasagna
architecture.
Yep.
Put it on my tombstone.
People think it's a culinary thing. It's architectural.
I think I sent a frozen one down in your suitcase one time.
You did. Yeah. My bag was heavy. I had to pay extra for it. It was well worth it. When you remember that's in the freezer and you pop it out, 7 hours of cooking later, it's ready to go. You got to get through it because it's thick. You got to cook it a long time. It's so good. Oh, the top of it. Oh, when it's like bubbling a little bit. Maybe the ends are a little bit burnt.
Yep.
It's like a hug. It's
I'll
so good.
I'll scrape that off the side for days. I'll put it on like it's chips on top. I'll just scrape the crunchy shit off the sides.
Oh. Right.
Fantastic.
And never pay more for the soft lasagna noodles. They say to you can buy the ones you don't have to pre-cook. You don't have to pre-cook any of them.
No.
You layer them dry because the sauce cooks the lasagna noodles.
Okay.
Then they get overcooked if you do it the other way.
Yeah, well, it's also stupid because it's like twice as much money.
That's how they get you.
Get them.
It's a scam.
Yeah, they get overcooked. Well, it's also stupid. So.
No, let's go with big lasagna. I've had some. Yeah, I've wanted to take shots for years.
Whoa, I'm big lasagna, first of all. Let's not go anywhere at big lasagna.
Why did they call him Big Lasagna, Mom? Hey, you know.
Yeah, I like lasagna. Time for my second pick. Now I'm going to go from one of the branches of my family tree. I'm going to swing right over to the other. And I have to take a thing my dad takes me to all the time. I'm going to take dim sum. Is that too broad?
Oh.
Marissa, you're the other dim sum head in here. You
no,
weigh in.
I don't think that's too broad.
Okay,
I think
cool.
That's a good pick.
I wasn't going to pick it.
Mars got
I was going to pick Shoe Mai, but fuck me.
Yeah. We're all thinking it, David. Fuck you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Specifically.
Listen, don't make me get in my race car, drive up there and kick your ass, all right?
R-A-S-Q-S-A-R. R-A-S-Q-S-A-R.
It's race czar. It's the race czar.
The race czar, that's a whole different person.
Now, you dim some, you lose some, but this time I won one. specifically, the Shoe Mai is my favorite. Soup dumplings. I don't like the bao is not my favorite. I love it. I love bao. Don't get me wrong. It's just it takes up a lot of room, and I'm in here trying to Tetris as much Shoe Mai into my stomach as I can.
I understand.
I just love getting like the chili sauce, just like. Especially if you're taking someone who's never had dim sum before and like they're like looking at you like you need that much chili sauce and I'm like this is round one.
Yeah, this is not even
I
don't
need
even know
that table's chili sauce. I will need that table's chili sauce.
Look at me, this is round one, bro. All right, I'm gonna need more chilies. I have some in my bag right now, you don't know that. It's so good. I just love it all so much. I love the way like the trolley comes up and you can like get more of it if you want. I just ugh, they're just a little bite-sized. It's just so comforting and warm and like everything I want out of a comfort food. It really feels like It feels like a hug. It's so delicious.
Because you want your comfort foods to be like roasted meats and breads.
Yes.
And like, you know what I mean? And like good you want sauces and shit.
Cooked for a long time. Yeah. That like heats you up a little bit, you know?
It's like a big blanket for your stomach, you know?
It's also great when you're hungover. The lasagna is great when you're hungover too, but you're often getting drunk while you eat the lasagna. I'm never getting drunk while I eat the dim sum.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world, you got a nice Barolo.
Yep.
Oh, also in Chinese, dim sum kind of translates to little heart. Aww. So like they're like little desserts or like little comfort pieces.
That's perfect.
Oh, that's really? Perfect then.
Oh.
Little pieces of hearts.
Little pieces of hearts. That's what it feels like too. Until I have a pounding sodium headache like an hour after. But that's my fault. I should have been drinking more water while I was eating all this dim sum. And really, it's more the sauce than anything else. It's just so delicious. It's like my favorite thing but like fire on the mountain. And then if I can get dim sum when I'm in Portland, although it's just as good, if not better, at certain places in LA. But I would never say that. I would never say that on a podcast. So dim sum is my second pick. David, time for your second pick.
My second pick is, this one is good. It's very personal. Like, it's just, my mom used to make this all the time growing up. It makes me think of like coming home, like after football practice or some shit, and like being like, oh shit, mom made pineapple upside down cake. That's the pick.
Oh,
I love it.
Sure.
Really? I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. My mom does, I don't know what it is that she does with like the brown sugar melted on top and the cherries and the pineapple. A big fucking corner piece. Because I don't like cake with frosting very much. Like, it's just like, that's not really my wave. And I think she knew that. I like to think she knew that. And that's why she made it so much. But like, man, I will fuck up a pineapple upside down cake. I love it so much.
Now, what is a pineapple? What goes into a pineapple upside down cake? We weren't really eating pineapple upside down cakes.
No, I never made one.
It's basically like she lines the bottom of the baking dish with like pineapple rings and then cherries in the middle of the pineapple rings and then like brown sugar butter kind of mixture over that. And then she pours the cake batter all over that. And then she cooks
it. Oh, my God.
And then when it comes out of the oven, you flip it upside down so the pineapples and the brown sugar kind of crumblings are on top. And then that's how you eat it.
Oh,
that shit,
I can't
man.
Do that. That sounds very good.
You know what I want to touch that up with? Just like a little bit of like very subtle coconut ice cream. Just scooped under the side of it.
That would be
you can
perfect.
Put ice cream on it. You can pair it with stuff. I used to, as a kid, it was really the only time I drank like milk ever. I would drink a glass of milk and like a fat corner piece of pineapple upside down cake, man. Oof. Oof. That takes me back.
This podcast is the opposite of the Unusual Food Combinations podcast.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Although peanut butter and pickle is.
Peanut butter and pickle is a comfort food.
Is comfort food.
That's fair. I didn't even want to bring up that one. I didn't want to bring up that podcast just to like, I was like, let's just leave the past. But yeah, I'm really glad this is happening, guys.
Is that the one that you did not like?
That is the one that I did not like.
Yeah, you were not happy on that one.
I was shook. I was shook, and it did affect my performance. And
it did. It did.
That happens sometimes. You know, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
Tortillas and Alfredo sauce.
Oh,
way to go.
You shouldn't have brought it up.
No.
Don't leave there with that. Why do you do that, man?
We're on a roll.
We're all having a fucking good time.
That was really a weird food combination.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It was not a peanut butter and dill pickle selection.
Which is delicious.
No, it was gross.
Yeah, it was gross. It was upsetting.
Yeah, David got upset. I didn't realize it was going to be that big of a bummer, but that's fine.
I can
saying.
Still have tortillas. I don't know if I could have Alfredo now. It'd be rough.
Cold Alfredo.
Whoa. I haven't had either since that draft, so, you know.
Good. More for
just
me.
Just for the record.
What Sean doesn't tell people either is that the way he gets the Alfredo onto the tortilla is he fills a latex glove with the cold tortilla, and he pokes a hole in the end of one of the fingers, and then he squeezes it.
I hate it.
I squeeze it out of the thumb.
I hate it. So
let's not
much.
Upset David again.
Not hard to upset David.
It is. I'm very jovial.
All right. Well, let me. I'll go. I'll make my. All right. Should I go?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should.
Second
you
pick.
You should leave. Oh, go. But also go.
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, great pick.
Always.
That's a great pick.
That's always my go-to. If we go like David and I went to Scavone's here in Rip City. And
that was so nice. That was a nice little breakfast we had.
It was a nice little breakfast. And I had biscuits and gravy. And they always do the trick. They always. Yeah. They're always comforting and set you up for a good day.
Yeah.
I might put a little more hot sauce than your average bear on my biscuits and my gravy, but
attaboy.
I like it. I do what I do. And
nothing wrong with that song, man. I love a lot of hot sauce on some biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, man. Yep. I'll put it in quadrants too. Like this will be, say, the Cholula side, this will be the Sriracha side, this will be the Frank's Red Hot side. Like I'll section it off. I'll go crazy.
Wow. When you ask the server, you're like, can I get some hot sauce? And they're like, which one? And you're like, all of it.
Oh, I always say, if they ask which one, I'm like, do whatever you got. Just bring the wheel over, whatever you want to call it.
All of them.
Bring the wheel out.
Will you please bring the hot sauce cart? Will you bring the hot sauce cart to my table, please?
Could you have the hot sauce vendor come to this table, please?
Quadrant one.
I was just thinking the other day, you should try to design a hot sauce.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I don't know how to do that. So you want to help me design a hot sauce? I feel like you know more.
About hot sauce?
I don't know about anything more than I do, except skateboarding. Are we talking about skateboarding? So I feel like you're going to know a little bit more about everything else.
I actually love that video where you land like a senior picture pose. I watched that probably 13 or 14 times.
Thank you.
Yes. Is it a skateboard video?
Yeah, someone.
It was such a good video.
I fell and I landed like on my side, like I was posing for a senior picture, and someone played it to the Full House theme.
It is so funny.
Oh, that's right. That's so funny.
That was really good. It fit right.
But I've never had biscuits and gravy.
What?
You are not serious.
No, I never have.
You've lived in the Pacific Northwest your entire life.
Yeah, it's always seemed a little heavy.
It's heavy.
Sue, you're almost 40. You got to try biscuits and gravy at some point.
There he is.
I keep thinking that, and then I realize that Rob's 45, and that can't possibly be. The math doesn't work.
Well, yeah, but he was born back. I mean, he was, 80 when he was born? So I get it.
He's aging backwards. Hashem works in mysterious ways. We can't question it. You've never had biscuits and gravy? It's very heavy, but on like a cold morning, when you have to go do 8 hours of farm labor, you know, it hits the spot.
Right, right.
It really hits the spot.
Yeah, man.
Or just if you're going to watch like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Biscuits and gravy. Always got room, always got time. It always works for me. So that's my second pick.
Okay.
Mom, time for your second and third picks.
Okay. So for my second pick.
Yep.
I'm going to say it's a cold, rainy afternoon and you're kind of bummed out and you don't, you know, you're not feeling like cooking and you're not feeling like doing much.
Absolutely.
You open up a can of tomato soup and you make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, you sure do.
Oh, man.
And then you
you dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup and you just feel bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where do we put the Alfredo sauce?
I'm going to kill you.
In the garbage. I've never made Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, well,
I've never bought Alfredo sauce.
A lot of people don't like it, but a lot of people like the grilled cheese and tomato soup. I'll tell you that. That is a fantastic.
Yeah,
that's a great time.
Crispy sandwich, so you can dip it.
Oh, it's got to be crispy.
You can still make it to your mouth before it drops off.
Golden brown.
Do you have any tips for your grilled cheese? How do you do it?
I butter the bread and put it in the pan and big piece of cheddar cheese on it and turn it.
Now some people, all right, some people put mayonnaise on their grilled cheese sandwiches. Have you heard
about that? I do not do that.
Some people are putting mayonnaise on their grilled cheese sandwiches, and to me, that sounds cuckoo, loony.
Malloy won't shut the hell up about it. He's always putting mayo on there.
He's
talking
a
about
mayo
how he's got
on
the
a grilled cheese. I don't know why I can't get it through
outside?
My on the outside as the
yeah,
crisping
to
agent.
Get it to get it crispy. I'm with it. I'm with.
I've never tried that. I've always used butter.
This won't surprise anyone.
Yep.
I've been known on occasion to make a grilled cheese by toasting some bread and then putting it in the microwave to melt the cheese.
God, you are such an asshole.
No. I can't hear this. I cannot hear this.
Why does he even do that?
I've done it. I've done that with shredded cheese so many times.
No.
Man, it's not a grilled cheese. It's not grilled.
It's cheese toast.
Why are you afraid of... Why are you afraid of the oven top? Why are you afraid of the burners?
You gotta cook, Sean. You gotta lock up the microwave.
All right.
Turn on the stove.
Now that I got a kitchen island, and the next time you come down here, we're gonna learn three basic things, dude. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, I'm excited. I'll be in there
Crip
for that.
Walk, blood walk, sun walk.
We'll do all three of those. What's the sun walk?
It's like the moon walk, but you go forward.
Sounds like you're going to be teaching me a few things, too. grilled cheese and tomato.
Real, by the way.
Yeah.
Excellent pick. And your third.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It is a serpentine draft.
For my third pick, I have to represent. Lisa Carmel is representing. So she had her. What she loved was the same thing that her brother and sister and brother was lasagna. That's her comfort food, or her other comfort food, which
is... Well, except our entire childhood when she decided she hated it because I like it.
Oh, that's right. She hated it.
Yeah.
She wouldn't eat it.
I loved lasagna, and she would throw a conniption every time we had lasagna. Like, I hate it. Would have to be prepared a second meal, even though she loved it.
And the problem with that rationale, you see right there on the text, lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The
so
problem
she got a pick from Aliza just now.
Well, yeah, and it was lasagna, which... She loved spaghetti, but she hated lasagna. And I was like, all it is thick spaghetti noodles.
Explain that.
With more cheese.
Explain that.
It makes no sense. Like, how can you not like it?
I kind of feel like lasagna is just spaghetti with more homies. You know what I mean? Like they just roll deeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a thicker crew.
Yeah. Her rationale was flawed.
And now she's going to be a doctor. So think about that when you think about
and
the medical
now she
establishment.
She likes lasagna as a comfort food.
She loves it.
Spaghetti doctor.
But for my third pick, representing Aliza Carmel, paprika, chicken paprika.
It's so good.
Chicken paprika with couscous, with that paprika sour cream sauce covered over it. You smush it all together. If you're having a bad day, it makes everything perfect.
It's so good. It's got these onions that have been cooked for like decades.
Because I cook everything for hours.
Yeah. How do you cook? Is that a one pot meal?
One pot meal. Yeah. Well, not really. You got to cook the couscous separate.
Yeah, yeah.
I love couscous.
Right. You saute onions, big hunks of onions, and you saute the chicken pieces, and then you cover it with paprika and chicken broth, and you simmer that until it falls off the bone, and then you stir in sour cream.
Oh, my God.
And then you just smother everything.
It's so good.
It's really not good for you at all.
No.
None of these are supposed to be good for you.
No.
My picks are not good for you.
Well, no. If somebody picks like, a head of cabbage, I'm gonna freak out.
You should try chicken paprika.
I thank you for calling it couscous because Sean's here. Sean, traditionally it's called boos-boos, but she was doing that because she knows you're a Crip.
It's a Crip thing.
Speaking of boos, you know, I actually, there's this rapper I like
don't
called
do
Lil
it.
Boosie.
Don't do
Whenever
it
Whenever I sit around
don't.
And sniff weed, I listen to Lil Boosie.
What?
I'm shaking.
I stole the weed smell from David, and he was furious about it. And I also picked Lil Boosie.
On best smells for newer listeners, Sean has stolen two picks that made David very angry. Sean took weed for one of the best smells.
Because it is.
The rapper Lil Boosie on the Lils and what was the other? Lils and
Young.
Youngs.
I do remember the weed pick, and I thought that was pretty funny since you were not a weed person.
Not the weed guy. But now I join you in not being a weed guy.
I also thought it was funny.
I've talked about it before. My mom made me a scrapbook for my bar mitzvah. She brought this down here, and that's very sweet. But the entire back of it are copies of the checks she wrote.
How much money I spent.
Exactly how much it cost. And I just want everyone to know that that's real. It's not, that's not a joke. She indeed kept a
I put all the invoices, all the checks.
Yep. are in here.
Do you know what I spent on your bar mitzvah?
Everything that a bar mitzvah costs. And she told me, she didn't save this for when I was an adult. As a 13-year-old, I was told about this.
Yeah.
I was
well,
a man.
You are an adult.
I was an adult. I was ready to hear it.
That's part of being a man is handling your finances.
I think that's why I'm funny now. I'm still not
great with
money. And
I think that's why you're so successful today.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think so, too.
You are Jewish then, right?
100%. Bar mitzvah and everything. And brother... Right.
I can tell you about how much that bar mitzvah cost.
If you have any follow up cues, queries,
we can review.
We can get into it.
I would love to know the bottom line.
Now we're going to have to make this. I think this has to be a 4-round draft, and I think we have to make it a lightning round because we do go on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sean, time for your third pick.
My third pick is going to be a big fat ass chili dog.
Oh boy!
Yeah. A big old fat dog, like a big. Do I need the fork, but I won't be using the fork ass chili ass dog.
Yeah. You're like, what is that bun doing? That bun is a farce. Uh-huh.
Can I go grow my beard for a while longer so I can eat this chili dog and gross everyone out? Ketchup and mustard on the chili.
Ooh-wee.
Jalapenos.
Jalapeno business.
Like a big French roll kind of bun that doesn't fit in your mouth, so you have to eat one side of it, then the other, and then just kind of, dude.
Yes.
I love a chili dog.
I'll go hard in the paint on a chili dizzle, dude, all day.
Chili in general is up there. Chili in general is up there.
Yeah, I'm putting mine on a hot dog, though, bro. I'm out here living my life, brother, and I'll tell you what.
All right, brother.
Hey, brother, I love it. All right. Brother, I love it.
Adam always says that. Like, I'll ask him for something. He's like, boy, I'd love to help you out, brother, but I just can't do it right now. It is a funny one when people aren't serious. It's tight. Anyway, just a big old smoking-ass chili dog, dude.
Are you talking?
Chili dog face.
What are these adjectives you're throwing in front of it?
What was that?
I don't know. Like a smoking ass chili dog?
You don't know that that's a crazy way to describe a chili dog?
Just a big old diesel ass smoked out chili dog, bro.
You might as well just say BBC. What are you doing? This guy. Sean Jordan, man. Chantel what? Jordan.
Diesel ass. Oh my God. That killed
Bad
me.
I was diesel smoked out buck chili dog.
I was eating a cock diesel chili dog the other day. Just yoked.
I didn't say cock. Nowhere in there did I say cock. Don't shoehorn that into what I said.
You implied it.
Oh my God.
I've also never had a chili dog.
You never had a chili dog?
Sue, I know why you guys are in a hurry. You're going to the biscuits and gravy chili dog stand around the corner.
Sucking them down behind the Tasty Freeze? That place Sean thinks is fictional?
I hope you've had the scoops, because that's what's going to happen after you go round one and two today on these two things that you've never had. Wait, you've never had a chili dog or biscuits and gravy? Well, now we're having chili gravy biscuits and dog.
Oh, no!
Chili gravy.
It's like 95 degrees here today. Just eating chili dogs and biscuits and gravy.
Oh, no!
On the beach wearing sweatpants.
Oh, man. Turning 91. Sit on some fresh cut grass and eat chili dogs and biscuits and gravy. Hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
chili
tight.
Dog it is. David, time for your third pick.
My third pick is from the streets of San Francisco. Clam chowder with a bread bowl.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh,
I have that on my list.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good. It's just warm. It's creamy. It fills you up. I love it when you can eat the container that the food comes in. Everybody knows I'm green. Everybody knows that about me. You can't do that all the time.
If you want to make a decision, you can always do that. You can eat it.
I've definitely accidentally eaten some Taco Bell wrappers in my life.
I ate a couple fingers one time. I don't know what I was doing. Yeah.
That dog will hunt.
That dog will hunt. That's that. Yeah. Bread bowl was clam chowder. There's not much to it. It's delicious. It's always good. The bread, it's so, I don't know. I love it. I love a cream-based soup.
You can't get those a lot of places. Not cream-based soups, but the clam chowder and bread bowls.
No, I feel like I not at all. Not at all.
Mom, have you had a clam chowder in a bread bowl?
No.
Swing and a miss. She's still over three.
Did you guys already eat breakfast?
Well, I had chowder that I dipped the bread in the chowder.
Sourdough bread?
Yeah, so yeah, it's kind of the
it.
Same.
You kind of okay, get,
you
it.
Get, it.
Yeah,
you get it. You get it. You get it.
Yeah.
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 I used to take showers where the water was just sitting still, so it's the same thing. You know, I, sure. I get it.
A bath.
That's a bath, you freak.
That's a bathery.
Oh, the ambassador?
You're the ambassador of South Dakota.
The ambassador of South Dakota?
I imagine Sean in the bath with like a boat and he's just like, oh no, the ambassador's coming.
In the interest of brevity, I'm going to make my now third and fourth and final pick.
Fourth and final.
I think I have some kind of hiccup situation going on. Or am I going to burp? Oh, I'm yawning. Oh, my head was trying
That's
to do...
That's because I kept you up until midnight.
We watched The Princess Bride and then an episode of Columbo.
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 Peter Falk.
Laura's parents watch Columbo. Oh, no, no, it's not. It's, what's another procedural? It's, Harry...
Matlock.
Perry Mason. They watch the old PM. Perry Mason. The old one, yeah.
The old Perry Mason, yeah.
I love Columbo. Shout out to Dana Schwartz for recommending Columbo, which is weird because she's younger than all of us and was like, hey... Watch Columbo.
Watch Columbo. Yeah.
Maybe speak for yourself. I'm 24.
That's right. Yeah, that's, yeah you're 24. I forgot you're 24.
Everybody knows that about me. I'm 24.
You could find me at the skate park with ACAB written on my grip tape. You know, I'm a teenager.
Yeah,
so,
ACAB.
Yeah.
I TikTok.
You could find me at the skate park with ACAB written on my skateboard because I hunt whales, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a whale hunter.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism. I hunt whales. Yeah,
you hunt whales. With your bare hands, because it's not murder if you don't kill them with your hands.
I haven't gotten That's one yet, true. But I will.
You will. Yeah,
I will.
You will.
But I will. Yes, uh-huh. I will. Uh-huh. My next pick is going to be a breakfast burrito.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, what's that place in Los Feliz that their tacos are damn near burritos? What is that place?
In Los Feliz?
You'd always get like... Well, maybe it's not in Los Feliz.
Atwater Village,
know.
Right down the... they do the breakfast tacos?
You're talking about Homestate?
Yes.
Oh, Homestate is good.
They're tiny little burritos, dude. I swear to God, they're so dope.
That place is good. Are you talking about the window that we walk up to or Homestate where I would get the Postmates?
For the Postmates.
Oh, Homestate. Oh, my God. Homestate. That shit. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah, those things are off the chains. Mm-hmm.
All burritos, really. But I'm taking specifically a breakfast burrito. Maybe a little chorizo in there where it's like, oh, God, chorizo. Maybe they put a chili relleno in it. I don't make the rules. Eggs. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just
potatoes,
like
maybe
1,500 calories wrapped up tight in a vessel that like sometimes it could contain Alfredo, but in this case contains delicious foods. I just love it. It's going to be the last thing you do that morning. And it's gonna be the last thing you do after whenever you eat it. Like, that's the next 4 hours of your life. That's a best case scenario.
Sometimes that morning will just go ahead and bleed into the evening, and and all
that. You will
I
not
have
an
moved.
Afternoon that day. You just don't have an afternoon. It's like the sun's going down, and you're still full.
Good thing Casino and Goodfellas are such long movies.
Yeah,
yeah, you're getting it to soak up all that JMO you drank last night. Every time, right?
It's a JMO mop. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a JMO mop. JMO mop for sure.
For whenever Sean comes back, I went ahead and sprung for the Knob Creek. I got some Knob Creek for you there, Sean.
Atmosphere's got a lyric about Knob Creek. That's how I found out what it was.
Well, you're going to have some lyrics about it next time you come down here. Just a little enticement.
As soon as I get a car, man, I'm test driving whips steadily next week. So I think it'll be soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to get an old car or are you going to get a new car?
2018 or up is what we're looking at.
Oh, you're going to get, I thought you were going to get like a donk, like a 78 or something.
Well,
but that's
trying to bring a child into the world. I can't be driving around a who ride. I could do it when it's just me, but
I understand. It's hard to have a kid. It's hard to pay for rims and a kid.
Yeah, no, it's not. You pay for the rims. I mean, kids.
Well, if you have a kid, I'll get you rims. You know what I mean?
that sounds like a present to me.
It'll be like a you have to get your baby. You have a baby shower, for God's sake.
Talking to the voice of Comedy Central and the head writer of Corden, so I think I'll get some rims out of the deal if I have a kid. It's not that.
Some rims. Yeah, you don't think I'll candy paint your minivan?
Come on. Just so we're clear, I want four rims. None of that three rim stuff you guys tried to pull on the Miracle Whip. All right, I want four this time.
That's funny, though. We're funny guys. We are comedians.
They got me three Daytons and a hubcap is what I had.
You have to remember it was funny.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm sorry. I don't remember you having three Daytons before that day.
I didn't. You know what I mean? Right. I did.
Look on your blessings, not on your downsides. You know what I mean?
Wisdom.
Preach, my friend.
My final pick, and it's a lightning round pick. I won't say a lot about it. I'm taking a big-ass bowl, like a bigger bowl than usual, not like a regular bowl. Like, I'm pouring this into something that you usually put, like, fruit out for guests in. Captain Crunch milk.
Oh.
Nya, 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 nya.
What style of crunch? Berries or peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Yep. Attaboy.
If I'm talking comfort,
mm-hmm.
if we're talking mm-hmm. comfort, it's peanut butter. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crispy. It's crunchy. It's peanut buttery.
Yeah, 100%.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery.
Captain Crunch. It's not my favorite cereal most of the time, but if I'm just like, F today. I'm gonna sit at home and I'm gonna eat all this. I'm gonna eat F all this today, Captain bro. Crunch.
Yeah.
You guys feel very liberal cussing in front of my mother. I'm sitting right here next to on that couch and I can feel.
I would give him a look.
I do, and I've noticed that, and I apologize. I've fallen into a little bit more of a swearing level than I wanted to today, so I'm sorry if that seems crass.
You're Sue. Both going to prison. That's all I know.
Have we been? I'm sorry, Sue. I'm just trying to be me. It's Marissa's influence, really.
No, you can always be you, David. You can never be crass. Yeah.
I love you so much.
Sean, I don't expect it out of you.
Okay, I can take it. I can handle it.
You're going to have a child. You have to clean up that mouth.
I got to clean it up. I know.
Yeah.
I've been saying, I say things like penis now, like instead of the vulgar words.
Stop.
You know?
Please stop.
Oh, my God. The other day I said
I hate the way you say penis.
This is vulgar, but I said like chode or something. And Laura goes, are you talking about the peritoneum or whatever it's called? And I was like, I have no idea if that's what I'm talking about. It could be. Maybe
explore
that's what somebody.
Explore your body, Sean.
I explored it and I found the chode. I found it with, these two people.
You're too old to not know what the parts of the penis are.
Sean, you're supposed to be the sweet one. You're the sweet one. David's the face and I'm the weapons expert. Come on.
Everybody knows that.
Marissa's the brains behind the whole operation. We have our role.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Are you saying penis like a psycho?
And when I say you're going to be a father soon, I don't know why you say, well, I say penis now. I don't understand. I don't understand the connection there.
I can't be saying Dilsnick or anything.
I get it, Sean. I'm with you. I got you.
Are we going to, are we going to circumcise the Dilsnick? I don't know.
Are we going to chill snop the Dilsnick or is that not cool anymore?
Chill snop the Dilsnick.
Do we not do that? Because I saw a protest about that.
I heard it takes away some feeling if we chill snot the Dilsnick, but I
saw a protest that said don't chill snot the Dilsnick, so I just want to hear from all sides on this. Captain Crunch, David, your final pick, lightning round.
Oh, man.
My final pick, 4 Eggo waffles with some butter and Mrs. Butterworth's on top, straight up.
Ooh-wee! Yes.
Straight up. Old school, put them in the toaster.
4 Eggos.
Yeah, Eggos. Lego my Eggo.
That movie, 4 Eggos. Mark, who's in that one? Andre 3000.
Mark Wahlberg, Andre 3000.
Tyrese.
Garrett Hedlund.
Garrett.
And Tyrese.
Yeah. The guy that played, he was in Friday Night Lights, the movie. Cool.
Garrett Hedlund.
Cool.
Yeah, okay, anyways.
Garrett Hedlund. Sean, your final pick, lightning round.
A big giant chicken pot pie.
You're putting all these modifiers on everything, but not the small pot pie, a big pot pie.
A big ass giant radical
size.
Pot pie. a chicken.
A white Lutheran pot pie.
A Protestant straight male.
Straight male.
Tall,
alto.
Feeds the whole family chicken pot pie. Related to the Statler brothers, if possible. Well read. I'd like a methodical chicken pot pie.
Well read.
You just spelled race car with an S, and you have the balls. You have the penis to come out here and say that well read.
That makes it so different. Oh, you think you got a big penis? Why don't you come over here? Dude's acting like his penis is pretty big over there.
Stop saying it. I don't like
big, it. A big pot pie, a big chicken pot pie covered in hot sauce, I imagine. And now, are you ordering this late at night at a bar, or is that just Mike Malloy? Oh, if soy we're being sauce. Honest,
yeah, if we're being honest, it's probably going in the microwave at about 2:30 in the morning, two of them, and then I mash them up and put soy sauce or hot sauce on it.
So well, you
the
do.
Banquet pot pies?
You say that like those sauces are interchangeable. You say that like those are the same sauces.
I'm international.
You need to do Maria Callender pot pies if you're going to do pot pies in the microwave.
Do they cost more than one American dollar a piece? Because that's going to be a deal breaker.
But you have to save up for it because you can't have that banquet crap.
Well, I'm saving up for a car. Where's the money tree?
You look like Eddie Vedder now, dude. You can't be eating banquet pot pies.
No.
That's you're true. Right. They're a dollar.
What about Hungry Man's?
Gotta have Marie Callender.
Hungry Man's a little better.
Marie Callender, I'm with Sue on that. Marie Callender is that's the wave.
It's a QP. Right. It's a quality product. Time for your final pick.
My final pick is what I first thought about when I thought about comfort food is fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, no questions asked on that.
On the plate, maybe some corn, but crispy, salty, hot fried chicken and mashed potatoes with thick gravy.
Yep.
It's the best.
Thick gravy. Make a good fried chicken, Ma.
Yeah, I do make a good fried chicken.
There's some good fried chickens down here. That's delicious. That's the lightning round. We can't talk any more about it unless you'd like to.
No, got nothing.
Marissa, do you have a pick for the comfort food draft? I'm sorry I took dim sum already.
Oh, yes. I want to go for instant ramen that's been decked out with like other ingredients.
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you deck it out with? Walk us through it.
Yeah. I'm talking frozen dumplings, artificial crab meat, green onions, leftover meat, sesame seeds, chili oil, mushrooms, veggies. You could whisk a raw egg into it while it's cooking.
I love that.
You just get this like really nice soup with like all these ingredients. Most of them can be frozen, so it's very quick to like cook all this stuff, and it could last in your freezer for a long time. So, very cheap to make, and I would get it after school, and it was very comforting.
Perfect. That sounds delicious.
That was a really great pick. That was just a fantastic pick.
Now, to recap, Mom, you went first. You took spaghetti with meat sauce, grilled cheese and tomato sauce, chicken paprika, and fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Maybe a little corn.
Maybe a little corn.
Mom, do you like creamed corn?
I do.
Ah, Sean.
I love it. There it is.
Right out of the can with a spoon.
You got allies now.
Do you eat it with mustard?
No mustard.
You can. A lot of people do. It's common.
I don't think a lot of people
do that in prison. It's do it. It's fine.
Common?
If you go to Rikers, Sing Sing, a lot of people are putting mustard in their cream corn. It's what you do.
You know they don't have mustard privileges on Sing Sing. You know that.
Dude, good behavior, bro. Good behavior. A lot of people do it.
Mustard tunnel. David, you went next. You took Xmas, I wrote Xmas. You took Christmas leftovers, my holiday leftovers. Pineapple upside down cake, clam chowder in a bread bowl, and then four Eggos, the whole sheet with butter and maple syrup. Is that right?
Mrs. Butterworth, delicious. Non-maple syrup, like that, just sugar-based syrup.
Yeah. All right, perfect. The Mrs. Butterworth. I went last and I took lasagna, dim sum, breakfast burritos, and then just a big bowl, like a helmet-ass bowl of Captain Crunch. We left a lot of great stuff on the board. Nachos.
Wait, did you read Sean's?
Oh, no, I didn't read Sean's. What the hell happened to me? I'm off my game today. Sean took wings, biscuits and gravy, just a honking ass diesel, just ponderous.
Smoking just ass
a,
chili dog.
Just a chili dog. Just a Nubian.
And then a big pot pie. covered in either soy sauce or hot sauce.
A Nubian chili dog.
I know that guy. I know Nubian chili dog.
Yeah. We're going in on the food truck together.
Yeah.
He's gonna sell me a car.
We left good stuff on the board. Stew.
Oh, Dinty Stew? Moore was on my list. I love Stew. Dinty Moore.
Stew? And I was waiting for more.
No, Stew.
Stew
like
Carmel.
You don't even call me Sue. That would be weird.
Sue Carmel. A real good cheeseburger. I love like a real good, like yeah. something with some Thousand Island on there and a pickle on the burger.
Comfort food that I totally forgot, but I should have remembered, is when I was a kid and I was sick, my mother would make rice, white rice. It was very exciting. And she'd put milk and sugar on it. And that was our sick food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rice porridge. My mom used to make something like that, too.
We had that when I was a kid.
I made that for you.
Yeah, you would make it. It's good. It's actually really good.
A little cinnamon. It's also a good, when you have white rice left from your Chinese takeout that nobody ever eats, you just mix it up in the morning with some milk and sugar. Cinnamon.
Pour some Alfredo on that, John. You could,
or Alfredo.
Chicken cacciatore.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, which is really good.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Reuben's, pad thai.
What about tachos?
Tachos. Tater tot nachos, mom.
Mac and chisel.
No.
God, they're nachos made with tater tots. God.
Nachos.
Find some.
They're done.
It's your turn to make dinner. Tachos are great. We want to hear your comfort food favorites, All Family. Please hit us up at All Family Pod on Twitter. AllFamilyPodcast@gmail.com is our email. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Mega shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. Thank you so much for holding us down. You allow us to do what we do on here and to go about our lives and to buy as many tachos as we want. It's wonderful. We know you could put your dollar anywhere, and it's never lost on us that you choose to spend it with us. Tall chips.
Oh, can I do a shout out?
Yeah, shout outs.
Shout out to Nick. Congrats on the baby. I'm so stoked for you. And shout out to Julia. I love you. It was so nice talking to you. They've been listening a lot, and I just wanted to let them know.
Oh, I love that. Shout out to
Nick and Julia that we know.
Yeah, Nick and Julia that you know. Yeah.
Hell yeah, they rule.
I don't think I've met Julia or her friend. I remember Nick. I don't think I've met anyone in a museum studies science.
I don't think so, man. Doesn't ring any bells.
I don't know anything about it.
Not ringing any bells. You just learned how to text the other day, so it's yeah.
I've never been west of the Mississippi. East of the Mississippi, I mean. Never east of it.
Yeah. No, really?
No.
What's a DC?
Yeah, once. But like, shout out to my Nick Nampe, for going a whole day without wearing a shirt the other day. So that was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
Another shout out to super producer Marissa in the traditional spot. Thank you so much. We love you. We couldn't do it without you. I hope you have days and nights full of instant ramen with all the fixins.
Thank you.
Shout out to St. Sue Carmel, who is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, shout out for real.
On the same couch, on the same Crate and Barrel. Too low. That's what we've decided.
Too low. It's
the couch is too low. It's not that it's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Too low.
All right.
Poppy, too low. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Diptyque Candles. Shout out to this new vase my mom got me.
Cool vase.
It's a cool vase. Shout out to Puffins.
Shout out these Janoski fly leather shoes I just got. Little mint green situation.
Ooh.
Real dank, dude.
Shout out to the Keen sandals I've decided to wear today. Keen, a Portland company. Keen.
Shout out to this cranberry juice. Zach went to the store. He asked me if I wanted anything. I said cranberry juice. He got me the 32 ounce. He got me the big boy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Shout out to Cranberry Juice. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
RASECAR.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.